Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Hour number two coming your way here. We're having such a fun time. Captain Paul Hebert, Captain Dave Marciano from Wicked Tuna joining us this morning. We're talking fishing. We're hearing about the show, about the fishery, having lots of fun, and most importantly, we're doing a great, fun event for Captain Rallo's Kids at Sea, a.k.a. Friends of Rallo, and that's just raising a bunch of money to send kids out fishing. Corey's mentioned a bunch of times, such a fun event going on tonight at Dana Landing in Mission Bay, right across the street from SeaWorld. You cannot miss it.
Free.
It's the captain's meeting. Yeah, come down, hang out, talk fishing, hang out with some like-minded friends, and have a great time. And let's all dig deep, get some money for Rallo. Maybe you bid on an auction item. Maybe you just make a donation. Whatever it might be, all your money is going to our favorite fishing organization, and that's Friends of Rallo, which does nothing with your money except take kids out fishing.
And it's not like in years past where you had to purchase a ticket to get in and be a part of it. It's Mike Lum has opened it up, and you want to come, you're coming.
Yeah, if you want to enjoy food and drink and pay a couple bucks for a great time, then that's going to be an option for you. And if you just want to come hang out and participate, that's fine, too. It's open to everybody. It's going to be an awesome, awesome night.
I think it's only 20 bucks. 20 bucks, and you get a wristband, and you get the sushi on the roll, stuff. And you
Jeff Roberto's the man, too.
And I know the
Pokey champion from the Pokey Fest at Valley High. Yeah, he was the grand champ. So
crazy.
Jeff's going to be there today with making his goods. He's the best around.
And Fishman's Processing coming down with their goods, too.
It's going to be cool. Fun night.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you want to join us today, having these guys in studio is definitely, I don't know, if the first hour wasn't enough for you, hold on, because the second hour is coming. But if you want to join us, 213-432-1090, or text us via the app, make sure you leave your contact, your name and telephone number, because somebody at the end of the show, we're flipping a coin. Who's going to flip the coin, Dave or Paul?
I think Paul might be less sneaky than, you know. You know what I'm saying?
Because we're going to take stuff.
I get a double-edged coin.
Because we're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty after the show here. So good time.
Super cool. Basically, at the end of today's show, we're going to pick one lucky name of all of our phone callers. We're going to pick one from all of our texters. We're going to flip that coin, and that's going to designate who's getting to go fishing on board the Liberty on us at Let's Talk. It's going to be a great time, and we just sure appreciate you calling and participating in the show.
Yeah, super cool. I know we've got the fish report coming up here. We've got Mark standing by, and today it's sponsored by Summit Gasoline. Get the lowest prices possible for your car, truck, and trailer boat only at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Get California fishing licenses 24 hours a day, discount bait certificates, beer, soda, snacks. 100 pounds, check this out, guys, 100 pounds of free ice if you purchase 35 gallons, only 35 gallons. Get 100 pounds of free ice only at Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena. And I know we've got Mark standing by.
Our private boater buddy from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Rick, Corey, Paul, Dave. Thanks for all you do, guys, and I love your show. It's just so much fun to watch.
Thank you very much.
But, so guys, our summer season got started with a bang, literally. That little tropical setup we had there that rolled through Tuesday night, Wednesday. Man, that was cool with all the thunder and lightning and squalls and such. Fortunately, didn't have an awful lot of wind, so it didn't do much to the fishing. But, starting along the coast here, without a doubt, we've had some of the best local fishing we've seen in many, many seasons. And right here off of Orange County coastline here, we've really been kind of ground zero for a lot of it. Long Beach, Huntington Beach, Newport, like that. The sand bass and the barracuda have definitely been making headlines, man. It's been good fishing. And hope it stays that way for a while. It's, you know, it's really nice for the smaller private boat guys to have something fun to catch and close to home. Up north, you know, they're getting some cudas up there around the Channel Islands and then the warmer water down along kind of the Newport coastline, and below from there down toward Dana, it's got that calico bass bite, and just and mixed into it has been some of that great big white sea bass. It's just been good local fishing. Outside, weather's been an issue at San Nicolas and Santa Barbara, but fortunately, We got a little weather window coming up for Monday, Tuesday, and it's perfect timing for my rail time trip. I got a 2-day leave on Sunday night, and hopefully we get a chance to go check out that outside and see what's happening at those outer islands there. They have not had much pressure here recently. At Catalina, you know, it's just okay. Nothing really noteworthy. There's still a few sea bass around, mostly up west, backside middle like that. Sprinkle a yellowtail here and there, and then all the standard players mixed in, bass, bonita, barracuda. You know, it's just standard summertime fishing. At San Clemente Island, at the first of the week, there was a nice school of sea bass that swam out of the kelp line and met the fleet, and what I consider to be the stupidest regulation we got, the three fish sea bass limit. But that limit let them do some damage, them poor sea bass, man. They swam out of that kelp line, and they got clobbered out there. Backside west was the action there, frontside middle for some yellows over at Clemente. You know, we had some wind here during the week there, but it looks like it's straightening out, and Clemente's definitely waking up. Offshore yesterday, the wind came up. A lot of that bluefin went down. It's definitely a tougher day for a lot of guys in the fleet there. But if you were to draw a line from, like, Point Loma to Pyramid Head on San Clemente, and then from the center section of that line, you stayed below it, so you'd be around the 182, the corner, the 43, the east wing of the butterfly like that, you'd definitely find some bluefin. It looks like it's maybe trying to move up above the border here a little bit. Hopefully it does. Hopefully it sticks in that area. It's moved up. This is the fourth time, I think, now, and then it turns around and either disappears or goes back down, one or the other. But hopefully it stays there. We'd like to see some of that fish up above the border. And for the exotic of the week department, Ricky, them trigger fish are biting, dude. There was another 50-plus day with fish caught both at the Coronados along the coast and at Catalina. So we got an influx of trigger fish. And I just got a text from Danny just before going on the air, and this is radio dope, so we don't know if this is 100% confirmed yet, but apparently it sounded good, that somebody caught a marlin on a Mad Mac out around the 43. So that starts a whole other dimension to our offshore season. Hopefully that's crazy. Good dope.
Well, I like it, buddy, and it's certainly the right time for that fish to do what it does and get settled in on the shallows and just camp out for the rest of the season. Well, a great report, Mark. We sure appreciate that. If somebody wants to get a little more info, get the best bait tanks on the planet from you, all the great stuff you do at Pacific Edge, how do we find you?
Ricky, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by a big Chevron station. And the phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And we'll have a good report for you next week, hopefully from the halibut grounds on the east end of San Nicolas Island.
Wow. I love to hear it, man. Appreciate it very much. Great job, Mark. We'll look forward to another great report next weekend.
You got it. We'll see you guys.
Thanks, buddy. Well, while we're waiting for Marcos from Seaforth, while we're waiting for him, we had another great text come through. This question was for the boys. Do you guys have the same camera crew every year and throughout the season? Does that change? And then also, you talked about working with other charities. What other charities are you guys involved with? And that's from Dale and Santee.
I've never had the same camera guy.
No. No, you got to remember, the camera people, camera operators, they're generally independent contractors.
They're subcontractors.
Right? So they're not beholden to any one network. These guys are just like you and I. They want to work year-round, and so they go from contract to contract. Mm. Now, from what I'm told, Pilgrim Studios is a great company to have a contract with for a person in that situation as a camera operator, shooter, producer, and they seem to want to come back as often as possible. But remember, one contract has to end when another you know, these guys are looking going from job to job for 6-week or 8-week contracts. Now, they could, because they could be holding a camera with us, or, you know, they could go from our boats to be holding a camera on Dancing with the Stars. That's what these guys do. They're professionals, all great people to work with. So we do on occasion have the same guys when they're able, right? But I can say is even with the different guys, you know, they're always top-notch professional people. You know, they're great guys to work with. They're not, you know, they're not slouches. None of the people that Pilgrim has put on our boats have ever been. I believe, it's my opinion, you know, Pilgrim Studios is Pilgrim Studios, the producers of the show, use some of the best camera people in the business.
They are really good. I've had, you know, they every single camera guy I've ever had get seasick.
It's going to be a question on my mind.
Well, we're fishing in New England. You get beautiful weather like this, but when it comes to later in the season, it's blowing 25, 30 knots. We're going.
Sure.
We'll figure it out when we get out.
Going.
Just hold on. You know, we are going. We idle out if we. All we got to do is get there.
And you're not just having to deal with conditions. He's looking through a screen and trying to hold a camera and everything else. And
locked in the cabin with me and my cigarettes. That often doesn't have a good effect. But look, those guys though too. They know what they're getting into.
Yeah, they're professionals.
You know what I mean? Because they read about what the next job is about, so you know, again, it's they can always function and do the job, but we do see them
they want to do this job because it's good on their resume.
I'll bet it is a producer
on Wicked Tuna,
part of a number one show.
Really, it's the highest rated show they've ever
on that too.
And we would never mess with them. You know, the guy. The guy would be zooming in on me, talking to me in the morning, and you know, I would never like take a sardine can and open it up and drink the oil.
Oh, yeah. No, of course. You'd never mess with a guy that. Yeah.
I would never do nothing like that.
Sure.
See him put his camera down and run for the back deck. I would never do things like that.
It's like locking him in the bathroom, huh, Dave?
Help us.
What was the other question you had?
Other charities you guys are involved with?
I do the Warriors. We all did it one year.
The Warrior Project.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Lots of Make-A-Wish Foundation we've done work with.
I just did one in Florida for the fire victims, children.
Yeah, that's awesome, you guys. Great job.
That was really fulfilling.
Are those ones you do every year? I mean, are they just...
You get new ones all the time. Yeah. I mean, I get like five a day people asking me to do
requests. Like, sure.
But requests.
But the Friends of Rollo is one you're doing every single year.
That's the one that's really
good. And I do Wounded Warrior Projects in the Fallen Outdoors and several veterans groups I do every year. That's my little pet peeve. Another one I've gotten involved with the past few years is the Irish Angel. It's up in Boston. It's located based out of Boston. And it's a cop. It's for fallen officers and their families. Right? So we raise money.
Good for you, man. Awesome.
Right? And we just, you know, same deal. We donate a trip to be auctioned off, and I appear at the vet. And just a great bunch of people, you know, and a lot of them have a military background. A lot of cops have a military background these days. So, you know what I mean? It all just folds into what I do a lot with. That's been a great thing to be a part of out there. You know what I mean? Because, look, it's a challenging world for everybody. Nobody's got it easy. So we're all just trying to make a go of it in this world. And I like to find ways to help when I can.
And just your presence.
We all would like to do more. It'd be impossible at some point. You know, we have to run legitimate business.
Sure.
So we're able to do these other things.
Yeah.
That's awesome, you guys.
I also signed on. I moved to Florida. I live in Clearwater, Florida at the moment. I moved there a year and a half ago. And I met some really nice people down there. And this guy is from Massachusetts, and he used to be a WWE wrestler, and he started this foundation called 50 Legs. What it does, it helps people pay for their prosthetics.
Oh, okay.
Because the government, you know, insurance companies are not doing
enough.
They're enough, yeah. So he raises money, and he approached me. He said, would you like to help out? I go, absolutely. When he showed the videos of kids with prosthetic legs and, you know, they're coming back from all the issues that they have, I go, absolutely. So they auctioned off. I was going to ask Dave if he would like to do this with me. And they got like $6,500 for the charter to make a child a leg, like, or whatever. And we also do the Matt Light Foundation. We take out, auction off that trip. It was the biggest one. I mean, Dave Marciano, myself, and Dave Carrero, we donated our boats for a day of fishing, and they got $30,000.
That's so cool.
How about
$40,000 for that? And Matt Light has a foundation that he has a kids' camp. He teaches them how to, you know, live outside, yeah. how to enjoy yourself without electronics, no electricity, how to build fires.
What I just take from it is you guys are clearly hardworking, regular good guys that found some great success to the show and clearly humble enough to, you know, you got very fortunate in a great way,
yeah.
clearly well-deserved, and you give back clearly everything you can. I mean, between the show, between charters, between commercial fishing, between everything else, I mean, that's the type of thing that would completely fill anybody's schedule, yet here you are raising money for kids and all the other stuff. And, again, hats off. You guys are doing a great, great job.
It's important to give back what was freely given to us.
Right. I think if anybody was in opposition,
give back.
Very,
they would
well
probably
said.
Feel the same way. If people were in our position right now,
yeah.
they would probably feel the same way. Knowing the way the world is right now, kids really don't have a lot of opportunity. So why not help them gain that a little bit by a day of fun?
That's where Friends of Rollo's.
All it is our time.
Yeah, I love it. Well, you guys are doing a great job. We're going to continue on with the catch report, find out what's biting down there, head on over to C4 Sport Fishing in San Diego. And I know these two guys are very anxious to hear this report because you're leaving to go fishing aboard the Tuna Wars. Marcos, what's going on there at C4?
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing?
Waiting for some good news.
Well, I wish I could give you a better news. Bluefin fishing has been a bit tough, especially for those full days. The one day, day and a half, those longer bluefin trips have been a little more what you expect out of bluefin fishing. Some very good but inconsistent fishing in the mix there, and a lot of big fish. Pacifica came back from a day and a half with 50 on Thursday. Yesterday, they had 2 on their one day. So that's kind of the way that's been swinging there. They're seeing a lot of fish. They're not necessarily all cooperating, but you're going to see those days. You know, the Aztec had 38 on one trip. The Polaris Supreme had 144 on their three-day trip. Pacifica, earlier in the week, had 91, but they haven't fished, you know, in that 150 to 250-pound range. So if anyone's going to go out there and catch them, I'm sure that will happen pretty soon here. And like I said, there's lots of fish there. Make sure you're coming down prepared because there are big fish in there. And, you know, so you may see 5 fish in the count there. They may have lost another 20 of them because someone was under-geared or it's just a really big fish. And 200-pound bluefin isn't a gimme by any means, so still a good outlook. We're only in June, guys. We're not even in July here, and the fishing this season has already been amazing. You know, we haven't even seen what we'd normally associate with that summertime fish, like the yellowfin and the like there. So I think we're going to be able to squeeze a little bit more bluefin fishing out of this season to go here. Moving to the half-day, is definitely picking up some slack there. There's been some spectacular calico bass fishing on the half-days. And actually, yesterday afternoon, they caught 2 yellowtail. One of those was a 42-pounder. The other one was 30 pounds plus. Day before that, Thursday, on one of Rick's favorite trips here, they actually caught a yellowtail on the twilight to go with their 73 calico bass. And much like the bluefin fishing there, you may see, you know, 40 fish in the count. They probably caught and release a bunch more than that. It's very good fishing there. So check the website, c4thlanding.com. We have our full schedule up there for those half days, the full days. We've got some one days, day and a half in schedule. And actually, we've got the next trip we have coming up is the Aztec leaving Monday morning. They're doing one of those extended day and a half or day and three quarter, however you want to call it. They leave Monday morning, come back Wednesday morning. Not quite a 2-day, but longer than a day and a half. You can take 2 days limits there. So definitely we're checking that one out. Get out there. Like I said, you don't want to wait till the fish are biting full speed because by then everything's going to be full and it's going to be too late. So definitely make some reservations online there, c4thlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down and visit us in person. You might be able to catch the guys down here. If not, you can grab a burrito and visit the best tackle shop in San Diego while you're here.
Just like you said, the second best shop in all of San Diego. Marcos, couldn't agree with you more. Great job. Great report. Glad to hear there's some good fish biting. And we'll look forward to hearing another great report from C4th next week. And I think this week they're going to bite. You know, we got the guys from the East Coast in town. We got to put on a show for them.
From the left coast.
I think that's exactly what's been happening. They've just been waiting. Those fish are waiting out there, and they're going to see these guys and be like, all right, it's time to jump in the boat.
That's right, man. Time to put on a show. Marcos, a great report as always, buddy. We will talk to you next Saturday.
Talk then, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Oh, such good stuff. And the Catch Report is sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings and long-range local or private boat, plus the Fish Pros Market. You can purchase fresh fish, smoked, jerkied, spices, rubs, smoked cheese, tuna burger, their poke kit. Stop by their location, Old Town and Taylor Street, or call for details. Order online at fishmansprocessing.com, or you can just come down to the Tuna Wars, meet these two guys, Dave and Paul, and see Sean and the boys, maybe even Kristen, down at Dana Landing in Mission Bay, 4 to 7 tonight.
No doubt. And the official waymaster for all these years of the Tuna Wars trip, Sean, always from Fisherman's Process, always comes down and does the official weigh of all the big fish. So hopefully be weighing up a couple of big cows for these guys when they come back.
That's a good time.
You got it, man. Well, the phones are absolutely packed up. Corey, let's jump back into them.
How about Sean and Lomita? Yeah, good morning, Sean.
Hey, good morning, guys. I look forward to the show. I just want to give compliments to Paul and Dave there with this such a spectacular show. I mean, not only do we have seeing giant bluefin getting caught, I just remember my eyes opening up. I couldn't believe what I was watching when the show came on, and the phone calls went out to my fishing buddies. Are you watching this? And also, I just want to say some of the real good parts of the show is not just the fishing, but the relationships there, how we've seen Tyler grow up, and we've seen Dave Carrera, who was I really didn't like him that much because he kept whiffing, of course. But then over time, when the three boats came in to compete with you guys, then I started liking him more, started pulling for the local guys, you know, pulling for the guys who are the original guys, the OGs of the show. And I love the Warrior show that you guys had, and just things like TJ and his dogs and your family, Dave, and all the ups and downs of all the fishermen there on the show. It's just been really adds to not just fishing, but just the relationships, as I'm saying. I want to thank you guys for that. And I have a question for you guys. We have coming up this season with all the inflation, has the price of tuna gone up? And also, what has been your best fights of all time?
Yeah, I could talk to you forever. Well, the longest fight I've ever had was 11 hours.
11 hours.
11 hours.
Ron was real.
Yeah.
Was that due to the size of the fish or just the way it was hooked?
It was just a lot of current. It was windy, and the fish was big. He dressed 7'6", almost 700 pounds.
Unbelievable.
And it was out in like 1,500 feet of water. So when they get down there, there's no way to lift them up.
That's kind of like West Coast style. Come on.
There's to lift him. So we had to bump the boat in gear, like the 11th hour. I was like, we're going to lock him up. We're going to try to lift
him up.
Because he gets his head down and he just, you know, comes back to life.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, the other part of his question was about fish and price of tuna, and that leads us into another great thing, Dave, that you're going to be involved with in terms of, you know, everybody knows about you catching them, yep. And now you're going to be involved on the other side as well. Tell us about that.
Sure, yeah. After so many years, and I've always been a fisherman, right? My father...
Before there was a TV show.
Before there was a TV show, all I did was fish. And I've always... you know, wondered about being on the other end of the business. You know, it always seems like the buyers make the money, right? But I don't begrudge buyers. Remember, without buyers, my product becomes worthless overnight. We're not talking a can of beans here. If you got fish and you want to sell it, somebody's going to have all the markets in place to move that fish through the market. So I'll never begrudge a buyer making a profit. But now, because of the show, what's interesting is 1,000 times a year I get asked, where can we catch, some of the fish that we see you catch on the show? Some of that New England, Boston, bluefin tuna. And right to this day, I couldn't tell people, hey, you can go here and buy it.
Right.
Well, that's all going to change in August. We're launching our own seafood company. It's angelicaseafoods.com. And you're going to be able to have not only bluefin tuna, of course, that will be one of our featured products, but all the great New England seafood that folks know and love.
That's awesome.
Lobsters, clams, scallops,
cod,
haddock, cod, all the New England species, all deep water cold species, plus, again, tuna, delivered to you overnight from Gloucester's fishing families to yours.
I love that.
And I'm going to build this site around, you know, I'm not going to deal with imported fish. I'm not going to deal with farm-raised fish. you know, those are all products, and they're great. They're in the marketplace. I don't begrudge other buyers who have found their niche there. You know, my niche is going to be
local
bringing
fishing
what
families.
Local fishing in the Gulf of Maine, that Gloucester, New England fleet, which, in my opinion, is the finest seafood in the world. And now you're going to be able to get it delivered overnight to your door from Gloucester's fishing families to your door.
What a great
and
idea.
I stand by the quality. We're not going to deal with junk. This is going to be a top quality premium product. AngelicaSeafoods.com. We're going to kick off on national radio ads starting August 1st. That's when we plan to go live with the site. So hopefully, if I did my planning right, by the end of August, you should be sick of hearing my voice in the, on the 30-second radio spots on your radio.
I think it's a great idea.
I think
it's phenomenal.
You could be at home, dial up the website, and you can see whatever it is, whether it be a fresh piece of tuna that you guys caught or scallops or Maine lobster or whatever it be. Find it, see what you want, order it. Next day, it's going to show up on your doorstep.
How cool would that be?
Now, come in and logistics
now, fish today.
This is a tough thing to pull off when dealing with stressed seafood. The way it's going to work is all the deliveries are going to go out on Thursday, right? Because remember, we have to have everything lined up. We have to have the orders.
Sure.
Right? So you get the orders, and they'll go overnight, so you'll get your delivery on Friday. A lot of people, a lot of the Catholics in this country, like their fish on Friday. Stay away from the meat, especially during Lent. So, you know, that's going to be the concept to make it all viable.
Uh-huh.
You know, because to do this properly and to get that seafood out the door, you know, we're not going to be able to do it every time we get one order for one piece of fish. So, you know, because we're going to buy all the fish. We're going to have, you know what I mean? So
you got to source it. It's not as simple. And you're handcuffing yourself in a great way that you're only purchasing from local fishermen.
You
can't just go out and say, well, we'll throw in some imported scallop
over
here.
And all this will be explained on the site.
That's great.
You know, with a future, like one of my pet things is I'd like to see people get, you know, monthly seafood deliveries will be an option. Because what's great about New England is we have four seasons. New England is famous for its seasons. What that means as a fisherman is different seasons, different species of fish become more prevalent.
Awesome.
That's always been, as a fisherman, people ask what my favorite fish to eat is, and it all depends on what season, because I bring home what we catch, right? And when a new season starts, I can't wait to bring home the first few haddock, or the first few lobsters, or the first few tuna, you know, or the first few whatever. We have a great fishery in New England, some of the finest seafood in the world, and that's what I'm going to build this brand about. AngelicaSeafoods.com.
Awesome.
Awesome. That's a really good one. Hey, we're going to be right back. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice with Mr. Dave Marciano and Paul Heber from the Wicked Tuna. When we return, we're going to have a lot more on the Let's Talk Hook BAP, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now, you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopritch. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights are fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Single Bay and Sand Spit. bit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sands Bit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
As the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon, Seaguar has you covered with 4-liter choices to help you catch more fish. Gold Label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with high break strength and softness. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions. From 2 pounds to 400 pounds, pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
The perfect day is my family and I on the boat, out on the waterway. I love it. Nothing but sun, snacks, fishing, and of course, life jackets for everyone. Save the ones you love. Life jackets save lives. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And man, if this hasn't been a live enough show for you, I don't know what would be, right?
I love it, man. Yeah. Love the window into a different fishery. I love all the comparisons from one to the other. I love that these guys make their living doing the same thing that you love doing, and that's going fishing. And, yeah, we're just having a great time talking fishing with the boys from Wicked Tuna. Been a blast.
It has been. And you want to join us, 213-432-1090, or send us a text via the app. At the end of the show, we're going to flip a coin. We're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty.
Yeah, how cool is that? Totally.
Cool.
And, I mean, talk about fishery. You know, you guys have both had mentioned how healthy the fishery is, and we feel the same way. We're just in such a fantastic cycle of fishing right now here, and it's just we've had year after year of bluefin tuna fishing that's just been better and better and better. And one of the unique phenomena that we're having is our fishing has not only been fantastic and accessible, but year after year it's getting better and better. And the strange thing is our season is extending so much. You know, I've been lucky enough to work here at Fisherman's Landing for 25 years now, and a traditional year, June, just like you guys, June is when we would kind of expect to start to see our season get rolling. Like, that's about the traditional time when we would expect to start to see some fish, and usually by mid-June it's rolling pretty good, and July you could count on it. We had limits of bluefin tuna in March this year, and March, wow, and April, and May, and our guys are getting, they're almost to the point of getting 2 seasons worth of work out of a year. You know what? You expect to, you know, make your hay when the sun shines. You know, you expect to have 3 or 4 good months of it. They're getting 6 or 7 months of it now, and it's just, I don't think I've ever seen our fishery in such a healthy great
cycle.
Way. There's just, yeah, and the fish are spread out. We have fish of all different year classes. I mean, it's common to roll up on a, you know, we call it a foamer, a big spot of fish, marauding a bait ball. It's common to slide up on a spot and see 20 to 40 pounders, and then a mile upswell, and the next spot is 120 pounders. Right. It's great. Fish of all year class, biting, very accessible, close to home. Everybody's able to get on. It's just our ocean's in such a great spot right now.
I agree. And that, you know, we see the same type of phenomenon on the East Coast. Now, what's great is, you know, on whatever coast you're on, you hear guys bitching about regulations. And I get it, right? It's not a perfect system we have in this country. But we all remember, you know, the generations before us, and it wasn't done with malice. It was just the thoughts back then where you could never catch all the fish in the sea. There were so many out there. That's just where society was at. Now, we all know we've come light years from those generations, and we have to be good stewards and managers of our resources, whether you're talking commercial fishing or recreational fishing. Everybody has an impact. You can't have 10 million anglers holding one dead fish, saying my one fish don't matter. When you add it up, 10 million dead fish, is a lot of dead fish. We all have to be responsible stewards of the resource. And that's what's great now, is whether it's on this coast or we see the same type of thing with our fisheries on the East Coast. This rebuilding, you know, when I was a kid, when I was a young man on the party boats in New England, we would catch 3 or 4 haddock for the summer. And they all told me about the good old days when they caught all these boatloads of haddock. And they said those days would never return. Well, here we are 30 years later with some good management in place, and I literally run my business on that fishery.
That's rad.
No matter how bad it is, it's never the end of the world. Overfishing isn't a death sentence for a fishery. It's simply a take notice. Let's bring this thing down.
Let's fix it.
And we can do it collectively as fishers, whether you're commercial or recreational.
That's it. Well, the phones are packed. The texts are packed. Corey, you got a good text or a good phone call that you'd like to roll into?
Well, I think we kind of talked about it, but I did have a text from James, and James says he's got a question for the boys and wants to know about flying a kite and the yummy-type flyer. Do you guys do that on the East Coast?
We do. We do, like, live mackerel or pogies or whatever on a kite. It gets the fish jumping like they do here on the yummies. I was just asking you about that.
Yeah.
Like trolling and stuff. We do that back home. Certain times a year we do it. You got to have the wind.
Sure. Got to have the right condition for it.
We'll be out there blowing up helium balloons and, it works well. There are days where it works really well.
We've certainly adopted, you know, a technique that for sure is way more popular in canyons and fishing out there, and that's the use of spreader bars. And this year in particular, that has been a huge addition to our fishery, more so with the private boat fleet than the sport boats. It's just the nature at how that is fished best is just done better on a sport boat, on a private boat, a little bit faster. Our guys are trolling that bar way back, so much farther than we traditionally would, back into clean water, and it's just not an easy technique to be done sport boat wise, but private boat wise, that has added so many fish to the fishery, and it's doing the yummy flyer thing is an advanced technique. Like you said, it's helium balloons and it's kites and it's finding where the fish are and knowing that, you know, I have to have this thing way off my starboard if it's going to get a bite. So to line these dots up, I got to have the wind quartering and I got to come down here so I can tack.
You got to have a very good captain.
It's
knowing
not easy.
What he's doing.
And I'm not trying to say that getting a bite on a spreader bar is an easy thing, but in layman's term, you put that thing behind the boat and you drag it around, and when you drag that over the top of the right spot, you get a bite. And it has added a lot of big fish to the fishery that for some people it was just, you can put one back and wait till the clicker goes off. And that's added a lot of big fish that weren't available to everybody.
Years ago,
equal opportunity access to the resource.
That's it.
What a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's been fun. Well, great call. Why don't we jump into the phones?
Let's do it. How about Rich? Rich calling from Camarillo. Good morning, Rich. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
What's up, Rich?
Good morning, everyone. I have a couple of questions for Dave and Paul. One is, what quality in the meat do you see between the East Coast and West Coast bluefin tuna? And what is the history of the Wicked Tuna Show? How did it all get started?
Good questions.
You can take that first.
Okay. All right. Well, the quality is quite different, I think. And, you know, what created the popularity in the Asian markets for those Boston bluefin, they were called over there, because they all came out of Logan International Airport. That's how, you know, that's literally was how that fishery developed, is we had the fish in Gloucester. But without our proximity to Logan International Airport, we couldn't get now we could get those fish that were such in high demand on the Asian market back in the 80s. We could get them over to Japan overnight. Because for that Asian market, you need fresh fish. And we had a very unique quality fish when compared to fish on the global stage. So it was a lot of those factors that fishery developed over in New England.
Is that just because of their food source? I mean, they just
yes. I think it's
extra fatty. Like,
you know, you guys, from what I gather, seem to have these sardine schools year round, right? And I don't know the biology of the Pacific bluefin as well as I do my bluefin back home. But these giants back home, basically, they're here in New England in the summertime where we have enormous schools of bait. We have enormous schools of bait because of the plankton blooms after the cold winter, and then we got the cold waters. We have big blooms of plankton. The bait comes eat the plankton, and it becomes a circle of life. The whales and fish like tuna have gone south for the winter and spawned, or in the case of whales, they've had their calves. And they come back to New England for one reason and one reason alone, to gorge on the enormous food sources we have there in New England. So these fish generally in New England, early on in the season, there's not much fat. They can be skinnier fish. The later in the season you catch it, the more healthier fish. Because let's face it, everything, whether it's whales or fish, they're physically, mm-hmm. they're in the worst shape of their life after spawning. They've just spent all their bodily energy producing that next generation.
And traveling, too.
Right, right. And, you know, again, so the whole thing for a fish in a fish's life cycle, if you're going to eat one, eating it right after it spawns is the worst time to eat one. Eating it just before it spawns is the best time to eat one. That fish is at its peak physically because it's about to reproduce. So each way has challenges when you how you look at it. But, again, as long as you have sustainable management, you can look at that and try and harvest. Look, if you're going to kill fish for consumption, I'm not squeamish. I don't mind killing fish. But I got a big problem with killing fish for no reason whatsoever. Right? Mostly because it takes money and effort. If I can't do something with it, I really don't have much of a desire to go catch it. I want to be able to, whether it's eat it, sell it, or, you know, let's release it.
Yeah,
right?
If you're going to harvest simple. X amount, you'd rather have that X during the right period
of
time.
So, you know, it's all about bringing that quality product in. And let's face it, I might be biased, but I think our New England bluefin are better.
Well, of course we're supposed to. Hey,
as you should.
Of course we're
You're wrong, but, I mean, you should. You know, that's of course how you should think.
So I have a question this whole thing. Like, ours are, you know, being caught in, you know, 65 to 70 degree water, roughly. What are your water temps?
Great question.
It gets very warm.
Very warm being...
It gets 75 degrees, and that's too hot.
Okay.
For our
that's the, you know, but that's the surface temperature.
The surface. They like the bottom.
It's colder. They hang out deep.
Well, no wonder ours are better. Out of your content.
What's the average depth that you guys are catching your fish in?
All kinds.
Okay.
Anywhere from like 80 feet all the way to like 400.
Okay. And 400 would be... 400 would be on the deep side of things.
Yeah, that'd be the very deep.
Yeah, because we anchor.
Sure, sure.
We don't, you know, do a lot of trolling, and when we do, it's like we troll in all depths. Mm-hmm. You know.
So why do you guys anchor the boat sideways?
Why or when?
Why?
Do we anchor sideways? Yeah. We don't. The tide takes us sideways.
Right. The current takes us. You drop your anchor, right? And if you sit there for 48 hours...
You're going to do circles.
Right. You're going to go counterclockwise. The tide goes around. You can count on it. You'll make these nice little perfect circles on your plotter if you aren't fortunate enough to get off the ball and be fighting the fish.
Right. Yeah.
That boat's just going to go around in the circle. And,
tide
you know, that
in,
the wind has impacts on exactly how it'll happen. But, you know, that tide is always going around the clock, counterclockwise. It goes around. And... You know, that's why you see us oftentimes fishing with different, you know, we put different things to try and get the rigs out. We got some companies have reached out to me. We've used big balloons or
trash bags
right? And recovering them is always an issue, but we try and make that happen. But with the new technology, we got drones. Both submersible drones, air drones, all this stuff. I've been talking with companies who are in development of these different things which could help us greatly.
There's a lot
and,
of...
And at least for a few seasons before I share with Paul. You know, we're gonna make sure we catch a few fish first.
There's a lot of talk
but
of
I'll
that.
I'll share out. Eventually, maybe.
There's a lot of fun talk about that here, too, because so much of our fishing for these big bluefins is done with kites and helium balloons and frozen flying fish or rubber flying fish. But the cost of helium has increased, I mean, not two or threefold, five or tenfold.
Well, if and when you can get it.
Right. You know, I mean, and so, you know, it's not uncommon to have a balloon that's full of $50 worth of gas inside of it. And if that goes away, that's $100 worth, you know, if you pop it or lose it or whatever that may be.
Well,
and so
switch to hydrogen. With all the smokers on the boat, right? Yeah. That'll be great.
The second part of his question was how did the show start?
Right.
So you get these people in California and Hollywood, okay? They're in L.A., they're sitting in a cubicle, and that's their job, thinking about a show.
Yeah.
Like selling antiques or, you know, taking people out to breakfast or whatever it may be. There was a guy there that was looking through the internet, and he saw giant bluefin tuna on people's charter websites. So everybody that had a charter website for fishing in New England, they all got emails.
Oh, they were all contacted.
All of, probably 1,000 boats were contacted. There was hundreds of boats interviewing the day we did the interviews. They were there for a couple of days interviewing. And this was in 2011?
Yeah.
And yeah, it was in the spring. Uh-huh. It was in like April, March. April. Cause, and I was in Vermont. I had broken legs. I was just learning how to walk again. And Dave Carrero called me. He goes, oh, you wouldn't believe it. We might do a show on tuna fishing. I was like, dude, I can't walk yet.
And I mean, that was...
I'm still learning how to walk, bro. I don't know what to tell
you. And you guys are such a household name. But rewind the clock 12 years ago. Like, nobody did that.
Called,
you know what
it
I mean?
Wasn't called Wicked Tuna. So when we all got interviewed, the guy was asking me questions, and I had mentioned Wicked Pisses. So they took that, and they called me back like a week later and said, what the hell does that mean? And I told them it's a Boston slang, Wicked and Pisses. It was always called you're a pisser.
Which is why you get along so well with Steve Pinard at Dana Landing.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's how that came up. It was called Blue Gold.
Okay.
Blue Gold.
The show was going to be called
idea.
Blue Gold.
Sounds, reminds me of a foot powder commercial. What was that? They had us saying that all last year. I don't know. When I say that Blue Gold, all I think is that Gold bomb.
Gold bomb.
Yeah, right.
The one in the blue jug is for your feet, right? And we use the yellow on the testes.
That's right.
Any fisherman out there knows what I'm talking about.
And if he doesn't, he hasn't done it long enough.
Baby whites and gold bombs.
What a fun
But that's
thing.
How it was.
That's how it got started.
And they picked, you know, the people they thought.
Well, let me guess. Nobody had the personality that Mr. Paul Hebert had.
In 30 seconds of talking to him,
you were sold.
Dave never got an interview. Dave Carrero.
Really?
That's funny. They never interviewed them.
Yeah, crazy.
So
crazy.
I was like, dude, I don't know. I haven't fished in 5 years. I haven't been on a boat in 5 years.
Yeah, man. Good stories for
but
sure.
But he said, you don't have to be. You just sit there and sit on the couch, whatever.
Yeah. And you guys were both, I mean, think about that, too, from an original email. You guys have both been with the show since its inception, right? And other guys have come and gone.
I got a phone call.
Yeah, people were telling other people that had, you know, fished.
Sure.
Got a lot of interviews. And
I mean, again, today it's a no-brainer, but 10 years ago, like, I don't want this guy on my boat. You don't know where. Don't worry about what I'm doing. You're a fisherman. Most of the guys are fishermen. Don't worry about what I'm doing. Like, you were.
I would have. First words out of my mouth is there a check involved?
Right.
And All the other captains will tell you, you just ask him. That's because I was effing desperate and I sucked at life. And that's the attitude of all those other captains with much greater, much better opportunity than myself.
Right.
So I would have done it. Look, for me, it was a no-brainer. They're going to put the cameras on the boat. Me and the boys were going to go fishing. That's what we do. They're going to look over our shoulder. At the end of the season, it was like getting a check for three or four fish we didn't catch.
Right.
Now, yes, the other guys are all very successful in other areas in their life. You know, some for different ways. Some work very hard, like Dave on the .com. He's very successful in his professional life. And
right.
He's got that beautiful boat because he worked hard for it. And I would never begrudge him that. Right. You know, the other, whether they come from money or work for money, that's great. It's the American way. My point is you don't got to be an effing D-bag about it, right? I did it because, yeah, I was desperate. It was free money for me and the kids. I looked at it. Like me and my crew, okay, at the end of the season, it was like getting 2 or 3 weeks of bonus pay.
I love it. Mm-hmm.
It's a no-brainer.
How do you turn it down?
Right, exactly. It was a no-brainer. It was like catching 3 or 4 fish that we didn't catch. You know, I don't have an alternate source of income. It's what the boat... You can go back in our joint filings, all right, and going back 38 years anyway, at least, you can see 95% of our household income came from my boat
fishing.
Or me fishing on uh-huh. other boats, right? So there's no other sources of income. So, of course, I did it for the check. And it wasn't much, but it was extra.
We didn't make
and
much
now,
money
for right.
4 years. We just made nothing.
Right, but now it's evolved into opportunity of a lifetime, whether it's the charter business
yeah.
or what we do get compensated or all the extra little things that you can't put a price on,
right.
like coming out here to do this Rollo event,
which is a huge deal.
All that's in the plus column.
Yeah. We're blessed to be here now, but the first 4 years of the show, we really made no money. You
yeah.
know?
And now you're number one on Nat Geo.
And it comes full circle. Yes. And just like we said before, with the success that came, you're still the most humble guys out there. Don't walk around with a big head. They just hang out, give back to everything. It's just awesome. I love it. And you deserve every bit of success that's come your way.
Very well said, Rick, because they are very down-to-earth guys. And you have your chance today to come meet them. You can come down at Dana Landing at a captain's meeting, benefit taking kids fishing with the friends of Rollo, Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. You can meet Dave Marciano and Paul Hebert, and such a cool deal from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Dana Landing today. And, hey, we're going to be right back. Somebody's won this trip on the Liberty. We're going to find out when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mighty 1090 ESPN Radio.
That's a mouthful.
Right? Exactly. We'll be right back.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Top anglers know the best hooks are made by Gamakatsu. But did you know Gamakatsu also makes amazing tackle storage solutions like the G-Box 3200 reversible utility case for easy tangle-free jig storage? Check out the Gamakatsu Spring Lock Spinner. It helps give swim baits additional flash to entice those bites. Gamakatsu also makes a line of fishing pliers, clothing, and more. For the complete lineup, check Gamakatsu.com for your local tackle dealer.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And as you can hear, Paul and Dave in studio, and just such a fun time. There's only one lucky winner today, though. Where's our coin? Paul's going to flip the coin. Whether the
Paul, this is going to decide whether this winner of this trip on the Liberty is going to be one of our callers or our texters.
We'll just flip it onto the table there.
So there's a C for the callers. There's a T. It's a C for the caller and a T for the texter. Give us a flip
onto the table. Yep.
Deb and Paul do it because I want to know who the winner is.
Goes to a caller, and that happens to be Rich in Camarillo.
Rich, you're going fishing on board the Liberty, man. Congratulations.
I call it good time.
No doubt. Boys, awesome. So great having you. We really appreciate it. So stoked. Looking forward to Captain's meeting tonight. And Paul, again, so you guys are so gracious with your time. We really appreciate you coming and joining us.
I want to thank everybody that has been a part of this.
Absolutely.
Like all the people that work for the Friends of Rollo, Harold, yourself, that has anything to do with this. This wouldn't have happened unless the Fred Hall show was here. I noticed. And Mike from Maui Jim was a big part of this whole thing.
It's huge.
He helped me put all this together. And everybody that comes with us year in and year out, like I've had people come with me every single year, even the first year that I went with just the kids, they are still going.
Well, we're very proud.
I want to thank them for having a foot in this, because it belongs to everybody.
No doubt. Well, we really appreciate your help. And same, Dave, I mean, you guys have a very busy schedule, and we sure appreciate it. And, again, hats off and thank you. And very much looking forward to seeing the launch of the website, Angelica Seafoods, in August.
Me too. Yeah. He's going to buy all my fish.
Awesome. Well,
hopefully, Paula will be buying a lot of fish.
Hopefully, buy my set price.
That's part of the goal, is to build that domestic market so all fishermen, even the guys who dislike me, get paid more.
Locally harvested and sustainably done.
I love the idea. I think it's phenomenal.
I got tired of talking about it. If you want something done right, you got to do it yourself.
That's it. Great job,
Nobody
guys.
Nobody meets anyone halfway in this world. You got to go and get it.
We appreciate you being here, and we're going to appreciate seeing you tonight. We're going to the captain's meeting. It's happening at Dana Landing tonight, starting at 4 o'clock, running through 7. Great live auction, awesome food, a great get-together with like-minded people. We're going to have a great time, and we look forward to seeing you then. And we're looking forward to having you back tomorrow morning here on Let's Talk Hookup. Ryan Griffin from California Flyer is going to be joining us. We're going to be talking all about big bluefin. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.